Moncrief on News Talk.
Chefs are constantly pressing to innovate, and Alasdair Gill is no different, except in his case, he didn't have to go foraging or spend hours experimenting to come up with something new. It was in his fridge all the time. Alasdair made ice cream with breast milk. His new book, Knives and Spoons, is to be released next month. Alasdair, good afternoon.
Hi there, Simon. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Was it your thought, I'd like to make some ice cream? Oh, look, there's breast milk. Or, what was your process of thought about this?
Do you know what? It was a bit of a mix. I got given one of those sort of gimmicky ice cream machines. And, you know, I think as a chef, we look at those a lot and go, God, this is just rubbish. But then my mind started to churn, if you pardon the pun. And I opened my fridge and I had one of those moments of, what am I cooking for dinner? And there it was, sort of looking back at me, my partner's breast milk.
Yeah. Now, and you do have an ice cream maker. So, and she had asked you to, could you make something that's like a standard ice cream cone?
Yeah, I think she was looking more pistachio or, you know, vanilla. But she got something very different, I guess.
Yeah. Now, how much did you make and how much breast milk did it require?
It was about 200 milliliters, I believe. So not much, you know, I didn't take too much. It was, I will say, actually, do you know what? I suddenly thought of this just before. I actually went to Ireland for culinary school originally. And so, you know, you guys were the ones to teach organic and local sourcing so much. So
in London, well, that's very
really
local sourcing,
local,
yeah.
Produce.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought, you know, this is local sourcing to the best.
Yeah. And so so how much ice cream did the 200 milliliters produce?
It was, I think it was like half a litre. I will say the milk part, you also add other things. So like a bit of sugar, you have to, for it to sort of stick together, and some xanthan gum, and actually a bit of cream, cow's cream, controversially.
Okay. Yeah. So the breast milk, it's not exactly the same as cow's milk, I assume.
No, it's not. It's much better.
Is it?
Have you ever tried it?
I can't remember, you know. Well, did you have to, like, take a sip of it first and go, I know what this needs?
A little bit, yeah. But, yeah. You know, it's been so funny because I made three slightly controversial flavours, right? Pig's blood, fish eggs, and this one, and breast milk. And by far, the breast milk, no matter what you think of it, there's no one is neutral about it. Everyone has a real opinion about it.
Yeah, one would imagine so, all right. And so the ice cream itself, if you hadn't told someone, you just said, try that ice cream, what would it have tasted like to them?
Just a really delicious Mr. Whippy, I'll be honest.
Right.
It was also, I don't know if you got it, but we were in this unbelievable heat wave.
Yes, we did, and I suppose that was a pressing time to do it, all right.
Completely.
Yeah,
sort of just an ice cube lolly would have tasted amazing.
So, okay, so you and your partner were enjoying your ice cream while your poor baby child was screaming for dinner that had previously been in the fridge.
No.
How did your partner react when you told her what you'd used it for?
She found it funny. At first, you know, it was kind of this funny back and forth of, what have you done? But ultimately, you know, she enjoyed it just as much as me and my son, for that matter.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Will you do it again? Well, I suppose you'd have to ask your partner, really.
Yeah. If anyone wants to send their breast milk, I can't. But that's the precious part, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say there might be a bit of demand for that.
Alasdair, I don't think I'm starting up a business for it anytime soon.
Alasdair, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Alasdair Gill there. His new book, Knives and Spoons, is going to be released next month.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.